Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I am pleased to introduce Cherie Murray. How are you, Cherie?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Well, it's lovely to have you on board because, of course, I had been on a site called Empowering Women in Yachting, or Ladies in Yachting, hosted by Captain Lori Lucas, and a great group of women are on there. And we started chatting and getting to know one another. And it was really lovely to be in touch with you because you are a chef on board. You have been for 13 years. Three of those just in this recent past have been freelance, but you were full-time for 10 years as a chef.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the beginning though. You were born in New Zealand, raised in Australia. When did you get the bug to be a chef?
So it's quite a cool story. I actually have wanted to be a chef since I was 12. Like, I just knew it. And how it kind of came about, like, my dad has like a dairy, which is a mini supermarket known as a dairy back in New Zealand, right? And one of the guys working there, he was actually going to culinary school in Nelson, New Zealand. And he was telling me all about it. I'd always been passionate. I remember like raiding my mum's baking cupboard on a Sunday when I was even younger than 12 to bake a cake or try cook something for the family. I was always excited about cooking. And talking to this guy when I was 12 and he was at culinary school, it got me really interested and set in the idea of having a career as a chef. Like, just to have someone almost kind of like a mentor, I dare say. You know, I was 12. I'd never met another chef. He was just starting. To have someone kind of talk me through what culinary school was all about, and he was working at, actually, it was one of the really nicest restaurants in Nelson back then called the Rutherford. It was very exclusive back then. He was working there. So he kind of gave me something to aspire up to, you know, to aspire to be. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, getting to be so creative with what you're cooking, turning it into a job. And it was then, when I was 12, I even remember being in the dairy and I would always go out when he was working to chat to him about cooking. And that's when I knew, like, okay, chefing's my career. This is what I want to do.
You're really lucky to have discovered that at such a young age though, because I think, you know, I know a lot of people that don't really know what they want to be, even into their early 20s. And it's, you know, 30s and 40s when they finally actually get to it. But at 12 years old, to say this is what I want, it's a pretty strong trajectory towards your future.
I know. And to be fair, like, I just kind of took it for granted that a lot of people knew when they were younger, because I have these conversations with people and they're like, when did you know you wanted to be a chef? And I was like, oh, I was 12. Like, I remember that moment I decided, like, it was yesterday. And for me, it's normal to have made that decision so young. But as you say, people don't decide until they're like maybe 20, 18, 30, 40. And don't get me wrong, I've taken on a few different random careers throughout the last 10, 13 years as well. But I knew in my heart, like, chefing was the way forward. So I guess I was kind of lucky to find my passion there early of being creative.
Well, and it's nice. I mean, they say that when you work in something you love to do, it ceases to become work any longer.
That's so true. It's so true. And yeah, every day, don't get me wrong, cooking's not always easy and it's not always 100% fun, but 90% of the time, if not maybe 95, it was the ultimate fun. Getting to be creative, getting to feed people, getting to see their reactions when you've spent, you know, the day or a couple of hours inventing a dish just for those people, especially on the yachts where you have a lot more creative freedom. Like, just getting to see their reaction, it is a game changer, and it makes all the little negative moments that could potentially, the negative 5%, worth it. It's pretty freaking awesome now I reflect back on it.
So what was your first, you took some education then? I mean, after you got out of school, you went to and took some classes or courses or certifications?
Yeah, so straight out of high school, well, it's same as college. When I was 18, I went to culinary school in New Zealand. So it's a two-year course and full-time, you know, going to school, mixture of practical and theory. And then in my first year, I was working in a pub. I started in the pub as a kitchen hand. You know, I'm talking chicken nuggets, nachos, chicken parmesanas. I got to help with that and do the dishes. I started from the bottom, you know, and that's what I always wanted to do too, because I wanted to see all the different layers. Because my dream back then was to own my own restaurant. And I knew in order to have the whole business, have the whole restaurant, I really wanted to know everyone's different stages, kind of like being on a yacht. If you want to be a captain or any position on a yacht, it's nice to know what everyone else does, so you kind of can have a bit of respect and know what it's like to be in other people's shoes. So yeah, and then after the 2 years of culinary school, I started working at a fine dining restaurant in Christchurch, New Zealand, the sign of the Takahi. And that was pretty incredible. I worked there for a year, and that's actually what got me over to Australia.
So where did yachts come into it? I mean, when I talk to most people, actually, they've always had a love of the sea, and they've always had, especially from New Zealand or Australia, there tends to be this automatic thing that you will work with the sea or you do love the sea in some way. Was that a natural progression for you?
No, it was actually really random. I'd never really been on a boat growing up. We lived very close to the sea. We had a swimming pool from when I was like two. So I've always been in the water, near the water, but I've never been on the water on a boat. No boating experience at all. Yachting came into it in the Whitsundays, Australia, a town called Airlie Beach, where the famous Whitehaven is and everything. And I was working on Daydream Island, really small resort, kilometer long. It was a lot of fun. And yachting came about because I didn't even know about the industry. I'd never heard of yachting. I didn't even know I could ever chef, like that yachts had chefs or that was even a job I could get into. And one day a friend was talking about he was moving on to work for a private yacht on Hamilton Island. And I was like, oh, I've never even considered this. I didn't know this was a thing. And Airlie Beach, well, it's growing a lot more today. Airlie Beach back then did have a lot of charter boats, more like the 3 day, 3 night ones, you know, some were a little bit more backpacker orientated. Now there's a lot more white boats over there, but back then it was very backpackery with a couple of high-end boats. So we were talking before we jumped on this call, everything happens for a reason and sometimes just perfectly. When I made the decision that I was going to look for a job on a yacht, I remember looking in the paper, it was old school before word of mouth jobs came up. I actually looked in the Whitsunday Times. It's so random. Forgot about this and opened it, and there was a job, someone needing a chef for a boat, 20 passengers, 7 guests. It was one of the more high-end boats in the Whitsundays back then, called the Whitsunday Magic. I applied for it and I got it.
Wow.
And I spent about 5 years in the Whitsundays on 3 different boats, and I just fell in love with it. Don't get me wrong, there's a transition. going from a restaurant chef to a yacht chef, you know, you have to learn really quickly that it's actually not all about you, and the boat will go sailing. So if you're cooking cakes, you're going to have to time it. But yeah, that's how the transition started. Was a friend was doing it. I heard about it. I looked for a job. It was just there. So I just was like, okay, I'm doing this. I've never done this before. My whole reason for becoming a chef was that you get to travel. You can work in resorts, on islands, and restaurants and cafes, even in small pubs. And this was a whole new avenue that I never knew about.
What was the biggest change that you found going from working in a kitchen on shore as opposed to being in a yacht? What was the biggest struggle you had?
You know what? I remember this. It was learning that you had to really be communicating with other people on the timing of your things. In a restaurant, the oven's not moving, the boat's, you know, your kitchen's not going on a 45, 90 degree heel. That was the biggest struggle. I was like, I remember getting ready to make a cake. I was baking dessert for that night. There was 30 odd people, including crew. So it was a lot. And then we're about to go sailing. And I didn't know. And I was just like, oh my God, that's my whole day. When am I going to get time to even make this dessert then? You know, I had no idea the effects of the boat actually sailing would have on me cooking.
Right. Did you manage to get that day done?
Yeah, I did, of course. You always make it happen, right? But it was getting used to the fact that you had a moving kitchen or galley. That was weird. And just having to get used to the fact that the world doesn't revolve around you, because I'm not ashamed to admit, chefs have an ego.
Yeah.
You know, I came from working with chefs that had been trained by Gordon Ramsay and Marco Pierre. So I had 100% had an attitude. 100%, and I'll always be honest about that. I thought chefs ruled the roost. And then when I got onto the sailboat, I learned quickly that they did not. And what was really cool was that I just started to get, I remember one of the first mate back then, he was like, Sheree, why don't you just come out with us and learn how to sail? Like, you can't cook right now. He's like, you're on a sailing boat. You're not on in a restaurant. You can, that's why you're on a boat, right? To do something different. And I was like, shit, yeah, okay. And I remember that day so clear. I got to go on the bow. I was in charge of like the four-stay set, the head sails back then. And it was so much fun. And being in charge of all the three head sails is a big Turkish eight sail schooner thing we had. Can't remember the terminology anymore, but I was in charge of those sales, and that was like my secondary job. And that's when I found the passion for even more being on the boats. Like, I was like, this is something totally different. I get to cook and I get to learn a new skill.
That's amazing. You know, I mean, it's really cool to hear, because there is a transition. You are so right. I mean, chefs are known for their egos. They are known worldwide for their egos.
It's not a secret.
No, and I mean, the fact is, you know, and rightly so, once you get on a yacht, everybody is equal. There is no, it doesn't matter who you are. When there is a situation that everyone's needed, all hands on deck. There's a reason that, you know, that actually applies straight across the board, because you all are literally working together to make sure that you're all safe and things go according to plan. So it's interesting. Now, you now have been freelance for 3 years. What do you see? What does your future look like for you?
So when I was still on board full time, I started building a couple of online businesses. I created like a cooking program and I did some affiliate marketing. So the plan was always to move into freelance, work online, because the transition living on land is weird. It's strange. I remember moving here in Palmer into my first flat that I had my whole space, had my own couch. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to buy my own toiletries. Why isn't the stewardess got the toilet paper? Where have I run out? And I didn't even know like what sort of stain removers I was supposed to be getting, or, you know, what cleaning products do I possibly need that are outside the galley jurisdiction? So, sorry, I digress. The future, I still see myself freelancing and still working online. It's a lot of people have, and this is something I've really only come to terms with the last year. A lot of people seem to think, and maybe we put this pressure on ourselves, that when you leave yachting, you have to say you've left yachting and you want to stay out, right? This is this kind of idea I put upon myself, and I've seen a lot of friends do it too. And I kind of hid away from the fact I was still freelancing, because I thought, well, if I'm supposed to be being my own boss and doing this coaching and working online, then I shouldn't be freelancing. But the fact of the matter is, it's freaking fun. I love dipping in and out and choosing the freelance gigs I wanna do. So the future for me, I honestly see still freelancing, still doing my online stuff. I'd love to have a house here in Palma. I'd love to have a house in Australia. Like, just continue to, you know, so I can have my Christmas with my family and friends. That was the whole point of moving into freelance. But I don't even think if I was making like the figures I want to be making, because I want to run a foundation to feed underprivileged children, eventually that is one of my goals. I think even when I'm making that sort of money to be doing that, I think I'd still love to dip into the freelance industry, still love to chef, cook at the regattas. I don't know if I don't really see myself fully ever leaving.
You know, I find that really interesting because, you know, right now, straight across the industry, you so see so many companies that are sort of sprouting up how to leave yachting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find it quite interesting because I don't know a single person that has ever been in yachting that completely, ever, truly is happy leaving yachting. There's always that pull of the ocean. There's always that pull of the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And the way you've described it to freelance, I mean, there's, and I don't think that there's any book written that states that once you leave yachting, you can never, ever do anything with boats again. That's not necessarily true. And it was great to see the excitement in your face when you said, well, I do freelance. So that, you know, when I do want to be home-based and I do want to do the other things that I do, then I can. And when I feel that pull of the water and the pull of yachting, then I go. I mean, that's amazing. And you see that in your face.
Yeah, it's something I really love. And I think sometimes we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be like, no, when we leave. Or, and I get it, a lot of people do promote like leaving yachting full term. And hand on heart, I've probably even done the same in my marketing a few years ago. But when I realized that, God, it's actually okay to stay in yachting, it's actually freaking fun, I wouldn't change the regattas I get to do and get to go do random deliveries or cook for crew or whatever I choose to do in the freelance world. Like, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't not do it. I can't imagine not. And I think it's just that pressure we put on ourselves, or we see, you know, we know what marketing's like, what social media's like. They're trying to tell us that we should do this, and no, this is what it looks like. You go onto land and you just live on land. There's no dipping back in and out, mate. No, it's just on land. You put your flag in the sand, whatever it is. But we do get to, we can choose. It's our freaking lives. You get to make the rules.
What would you say to women out there or young women out there that are thinking, you know, is it for me? Is it the life for me? Is it any different between being a male chef or being a female chef? Is it just as difficult either way? Is there any struggles that women should be prepared for when they do go into the industry?
You know what? In restaurants, yes, there was. Between me, I rank advanced very quickly from commis chef to chef de partie to sous chef. Like, my transition was fast, and there was definitely from the males around me at the time a bit of resistance. Like, how is Cherie getting promoted so quick? Oh, I've been here for this long and now you come along and get this position. And females weren't really ranked quickly in kitchens. On yachts, I didn't feel it was harder because I was a female. I actually had a lot more people prospecting me for jobs because I was female.
You know,
they wanted female. They wanted female chefs. So whether you're a man or a woman, you've got just as chance as anyone of getting into this industry. So for the woman out there, yeah, if you think it's for you and you want to give it a crack, do it, because we've only got one life. Like, try it out. If it's not for you, there's nothing wrong with saying, okay, this industry actually isn't for me. I've had friends that have come in for a season and it's not for them. But we get to choose. And if you don't know, you'll always wonder. I've got so many friends that are just haven't traveled at all or left the country, their home country. Like, I reckon just give it a shot. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. And as a woman in this industry, we have every right for the positions that we're getting. And I don't see any problem with us taking our positions and high paying positions. Like, women are getting the same.
It's nice to see, because I mean, this wasn't really the case, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. So it's great to be able to have that message out there that it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a male, a female, transsexual, it doesn't matter where you're from, what your nationality is, what language you speak. Well, more often than not, you need to speak a little bit of English at least.
Yeah. To be tricky.
Always in the yachting industry. But yeah, you know, you can be anything that you want to be, and it's a great message to put out there. And in yachting, you can. I mean, I think we're seeing great strides being made in the yachting industry in the past, you know, few years, and it's just increasing in the last little while as well.
Oh no, there's been some great changes, and yeah, I just say if you want something, go freaking get it, because no one's going to ask you. You're going to have to ask for it.
Wise words, like wise words. Sheree, I thank you very, very much for your time. I will provide any information if you're looking to reach out and talk with Sheree about her experiences, about what she's doing now, or if you just want a freelance chef. We'll make sure that your information is there.
All right. Thank you so, so much. And thank you for having me on. It was an absolute pleasure.
No, it's been a pleasure having you. Once again, this has been Sheree Murray, chef for the yachting industry. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again soon.